This is Scenic Roots. I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for joining us. Chattanooga Theater Center is reinventing what live theater looks like due to the pandemic with a fall series of three productions that starts next week. Two of the shows in the abbreviated series touch on social issues. Rodney Van Valkenburg is executive director of CTC. Rodney, thanks for joining us.
It's great to be here.
Same here. And when we last spoke virtually, you hinted what was coming, and now the word is out, coming back with three shows.
That's right. We have a fall series of plays, which has been an exciting challenge. You always look for opportunities during these trying times during the pandemic, and what can you do that keeps the audience safe, and what can you do also we have to look at is how to keep the actors and the backstage workers in a safe environment too. So we have chosen three plays that can have small casts, and they can be socially distanced on stage and be distanced, have a safe distance away from the audience. They'll be wearing masks backstage and all that to keep safe. And we can also bring in our audiences and be at 30% capacity and make sure they're seated at least 6 feet or three seats apart. Each group would be three seats apart from each other. So that really will be a very fun, enjoyable, because I think if people feel safe in the environment, they're going to be more relaxed and enjoy the production more. So that's our number one. Of course, has to be safety for everybody involved. But we also feel there that the advantage of that is everybody's really going to relax and enjoy the productions.
And for those safety reasons, none of these are musicals, no singing.
Yes, that's correct. That is not allowed according to the COVID. So these are non-musicals. And then we had to look at what would speak to the times that we live in and how can we make comment. So it's we were very determined not to do a play just for the sake of doing a play. But what can we do and what plays could actually speak to the times we live in? And that's really, I'm very excited about our first production called Having Our Say. And that will open up on October 2nd and play through the 18th of October. And what Having Our Say may be a familiar title to many people because a while back it was a very popular book about two African-American women, Sadie and Bessie. They're over 100 years old and they're reflecting on their lives within living the Black experience over a century. And so really taking us through their lives, really reflecting on the lives of Black community, Black culture through the 1800s up through even we can reflect on it today, even though it really stops back into the 1990s. So it's a very meaningful play and just gives a lot of historical context what we're really talking about when we say Black Lives Matter. And why do Black Lives Matter? And that's because of really injustice and the challenges that our African-American citizens, our Black citizens have really had to face historically in America.
And as you have said, it's a guide through such a critical moment that we are living now in American life.
That's right. And what I really like about this play, it's a very accessible play that these women are so likable, festy. And so it's a very, you're kind of drawn in through their stories, reflecting their lives and even their run into people like Booker T. Washington. And they have all these stories through the Jim Crow era and all. And it's a way to, in a very comfortable way, but very thoughtful way of really gaining an appreciation of the Black experience in America.
And next is Lobby Hero.
Yes, and that's a relatively new play. It was a hit on Broadway, and that's November 6th through the 22nd. And Lobby Hero had starred Michael Cera and Chris Evans on Broadway, interestingly. But it's about these two security guards in an apartment complex or apartment building in New York City and the relationship with these two police officers. It's the night shift. There's some romance that happened when the police officer is a woman. There's a little bit of a romance as comedy, but then there's this murder mystery and also some topics about police brutality. hospitality and all. So it really also is a contemporary play that actually also speaks to the time that we're in as well. So it's a thoughtful, but it's also a very funny play as well. So we're really looking forward to that come November 6th through the 12th.
And when we say contemporary, we're talking Kenneth Lonergan.
That's right. One of the outstanding contemporary playwrights that we have right now. And this has given us an opportunity to produce these plays and has four characters. And again, they'll be socially distanced. And our goal is that you'll watch the show and you probably wouldn't even realize they're socially distanced, really, because of the staging and the creativity of our directors to put that on stage. So we're really looking forward to having this opportunity because we normally wouldn't put, as you say, we're not doing musicals. So since we're not doing musicals, it really gives us an opportunity to do back-to-back plays with messages, which we normally wouldn't do in a season.
And then rounding out the series, we have It's a Wonderful Life, a live radio play.
Yes. And I think this will interest you particularly in your audience is that, but how fun. If you remember those, watching those broadcasts of live radio shows. So it's only five actors. And so those five actors are playing all those iconic roles in A Wonderful Life. If you remember the movie, so they'll be changing characters, changing microphones. You have a sound guy or gal in the background doing all the sound effects. So it's a very engaging family production that would be actually be fun to record as well and present that as well as a radio show, because it really will have that feel of that live broadcast. If you ever seen live Prairie Home Companion production, I think that's the best example of that kind of, how could a live radio show be interesting to watch? Well, the matter of fact, it's very fun and very interesting to watch.
It can be a lot of fun because, as you say, you've got the sound person and the sound effects created by that person. That's another set of characters right there.
Oh, exactly. And it gives the actors a great role because you could have a 60-year-old man playing a little boy or a little girl or, you know, whatever, you know, they have to play all those iconic roles that are all in the stories that we know real well from watching on TV for so many years.
And it is telling that story that has been with us since the 1940s of It's a Wonderful Life.
1946.
And that'll be in December, just in time for Christmas.
Yep. We're running that from December 4th through the 20th. So all these have three-week runs. It's a long run for each of these plays, which is our pretty typical run here at the Theater Center. So, you know, we encourage people to certainly make reservations for all those shows. You can make any reservations today for any of those shows, as a matter of fact, by calling our number, which is 423-267-8534. And one of the interesting things we're doing, Bray, is that we have something called Forever Tickets, because we know these are interesting times. And we are charging $25 per show, but we have these Forever Tickets, and they're exactly what they say they are, which is that they last forever. And so you can go ahead and buy them. There's no risk, and they're like $20 each. And you can buy them in packages of 2 and 4 and 8, 16. And you buy those tickets, and whether you come see our shows this year or the next year, you'll be able to use them forever. They have no expiration date. So that's something I think also people want to have that security that when they buy a ticket that, you know, they'll be able to use their tickets. And so we've come up with this really, I think, unique ticket program called Forever Tickets. So people can buy a ticket that never expires.
And that includes for the shows that you will stage next year. More information about those later this year.
That's right. So we need to, the next couple of months, we'll decide what we're going to do in the winter and fall. You know, you have to take a look at all of what's going on with the pandemic and everything to make the next choices. We've been very carefully watching to even reach this point and know confidently that we can be safe for our audiences and performers and backstage crews. But you know, we'll make decisions probably in November about what we're going to do in this January and February in the spring. So stay tuned for that.
Meantime, where can people call? Where can people go online?
You can call the Chattanooga Theater Center at 423-267-8534. And our website is theatercenter.com. And you have to remember that it's theater with an R-E and center with an R-E, theatercentra.com.
All right. Rodney, thanks so much.
Well, thank you, Ray. That's great to be with you.
EPB will start disconnections for past due bills on October 1st, a week from Thursday. The disconnect service had been paused since the pandemic began to help people struggling to pay their bills. Angela Henry is with EPB. Angela, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Tell us more about what is happening the beginning of October.
Absolutely. Well, as you may know, EPB temporarily suspended our disconnections back in March at the onset of COVID when it really hit our community. We did that as well as waive any late fees for our customers who may have been struggling to pay their bills or just financially impacted during that time. But when we made that decision, we knew initially this was going to have to be a short-term solution because we are legally required to charge for those services. So as we prepare to resume normal business practices, starting October 1st, we will now be resuming those disconnections for any customer that may be past due. That also means we'll resume charging late fees. And as we gear into that date, we were trying to make sure that this message is released out to the community as early as possible so that everyone has time to call us, speak with us so that we can work with them individually and try to help set up whatever type of payment plans or arrangements that they may need so that they're not disconnected when we resume that in October.
How much of a response have you received so far asking for those very things?
We've had a pretty good response. We've actually been working through different media outlets. We've got a campaign and our goal is, you know, number one priority to work with our customers. So we're doing everything that we can to get the word out. And we have been hearing from customers who are asking, you know, what can I do? And so what we're doing is, of course, reviewing what everyone's balance is at the time. You know, we're taking an individualized approach for their needs. And our community has a lot of resources that are available right now. And so we're helping direct customers, if maybe that means reach out to United Way or the Office of Family Empowerment for LIHEAP funds. There are a lot of assistant opportunities that are available in addition to COVID funds that were made available this year. And we want to make sure that those who really need it are able to take those steps and apply. You know, there is a bit of a process there, but if they reach out early enough, we can help them get things set up in place so that we can avoid disconnection.
How much of a demand are you anticipating as we get closer to October 1st?
We don't have numbers at this time because it does fluctuate every day, you know, as balances, new bills are generated, but also as payments are coming in. I want to stress at this time, no one is in jeopardy of disconnect, and there is a process. So toward the end of September, we'll actually generate disconnect notices for anyone who is past due and has not reached out and set up a plan with us. So it'll notify them, give them about a 7-day window of a disconnect notice, as well as courtesy calls going out to any phone numbers that are on the account. So plenty of opportunity to still reach out to us. And so as we get closer to that date, we hope to hear from more people who may be in need and need our help to walk them through those steps.
And to get more information, to reach out, where can people call and where can people go online?
Well, for one, we are 24/7, 365. You can call us at any time, 423-648-1-EPB. That number again is 423-648-1372. We also have live chat available if you're not a big talker and just want to chat with someone, also 24/7, 365, and you can access that just by going to our website, epb.com.
All right. Angela, thanks so much.
Thank you.
This year's Chattanooga Pup Crawl takes place Saturday online to raise funds for the Humane Educational Society. Taylor Hickson is with HES. Taylor, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So, raising a glass for homeless dogs and cats. That's why we're calling it a pup crawl.
Yes, absolutely.
Tell us more about it, how it will work.
So last year we had our first annual pub crawl where you could actually go to all our different locations. And so we kind of wanted to come up with a way that everyone could still participate. We could still work with local breweries. It's something that everyone can do in their own comfort zone as far as COVID goes. So what you do is you sign up and then you will pick up your tasting kit at HES the day before the event. And in that kit, you'll have 5 locally brewed beers, a bottle of Chattanooga whiskey, some other swag. It's going to come in a really cool cooler you can use that has the event logos and our brewery logos. And you'll take that home and stick it in your fridge, refrigerate that overnight. And the next day you're going to get an email from the Humane Society. And in there will be a video link about each beer. So that video will be a discussion with each of the brewers of that beer, kind of talking about how that beer is brewed, what tasting to expect, and things like that.
How did you all decide on this idea?
Frankly, for me, I was just tired of canceling events, and we needed to continue to have fundraisers because the animals need us to continue to have fundraisers. They're not going to stop needing us because there's a pandemic going on. So I kind of just wanted to think of a way that we could do it and everyone could still participate. We've kind of found this to be a way that we could continue to have a fundraiser, and it's something that everyone could do in their own comfort zone. I know a lot of people are doing backyard parties with friends, so we figured everyone could sign up for that, get their pub crawl kit, and meet together. A lot of people are just staying home with just their family or just their spouse, so people could participate as well. So it's something that everyone could do to support the Humane Society. Canceling a fundraiser just wasn't really an option for us because the animals are going to need us whether or not there's a pandemic going on.
Tell us more about the support that these animals need at this time.
So it's been very difficult as far as fundraising goes, and it's very difficult because we can't do our regular adoption events. A lot of times we do offsite adoption events, and a lot of times at those places, someone who wasn't expecting to adopt will meet an animal and fall in love and end up adopting. So we haven't been able to do any of that. It's been difficult navigating as far as just getting the animals out there to meet potential adopters. And we've had a lot of increase in our special needs animals. And of course, we helped with some of the hurricanes recently. So things like the pub crawl really help us provide funding for those animals when they need us.
And then how are you operating at this time?
So right now we're appointment only, which we hate not being able to have anyone walk in whenever we want. But it has had some benefits because we're able to spend more one-on-one time with adopters. So they might come in having a dog in mind that they saw online. And then after kind of spending some time and talking with our adoption counselors, they'll find out, you know, that dog might not be a great fit for them, but maybe they're a runner and here's a dog who is. Or maybe it turns out a cat is actually what they're looking for because they don't want to have to take a dog out for walks every day. So it's been really nice to spend a lot of time with them and kind of get to know them more and their lifestyle. And since we know the animal so well, we're really able to match make with them the perfect pet.
Again, people will be raising a glass for these homeless dogs and cats supplied by local breweries. Where can people go online for more information and to participate?
You can go to heschat.org and you can register there, see more about the event. We also have info on our Facebook page. So you can register there and learn more there as well.
All right. Taylor, thanks so much.
Thank you, Ray.
Next week, Habitat for Humanity of Greater Chattanooga will raise the roof, live and virtually. The annual fundraiser, its first in hybrid form, is September 30th, a week from Wednesday. Madison Bradford is with Habitat for Humanity. Madison, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us how Habitat for Humanity has been operating these past few months with the pandemic.
I think now more than ever, people are realizing the importance of home and what home means in this pandemic and this crisis. Habitat for Humanity over the past few months has continued working towards providing safe, decent, affordable homes for families in Chattanooga. We had to suspend volunteer operations earlier in this year. As a lot of people know, we are volunteer driven and use volunteers for the labor on our projects. So we had to suspend that earlier in the year for safety concerns, then started reintegrating volunteers later this summer. So we are moving forward and trying to operate the best we can given the circumstances.
What are you hearing from the community at this time? We've heard about people not being able to pay their rent. There has been some relief. It's run out. Concerns about mortgages, defaults on mortgages.
The thing that Habitat seeks to do is provide affordable housing. There is truly a housing crisis in America and in our community. If you think about somebody that is living in an unstable environment, maybe they are living in an unhealthy environment that has mold or leaky windows. It's drafty. It's not safe for their health. Or their landlord maybe goes up on their rent every month and they can't afford to live there. This is truly an unprecedented time economically and health-wise. And so we've been receiving a lot of applicants to our program for our home repair and ownership program.
And then we should talk about Raise the Roof.
Every year we do an annual fundraiser. It helps us fund the mission, it helps us keep going and doing what we're doing, which is worthwhile work. We usually have our event in the convention center and host hundreds of people. And obviously that's not a safe environment for fundraising right now. So we've had to pivot a little bit. And we've partnered with WTTI, which is our local PBS station, and they are hosting us in the studio, and we're going to be doing a live produced event there that will be broadcast to everybody that purchases tickets and tables. We're going to have a small in-person audience with our sponsors, and safety is paramount. So we have limited the number of guests. We are social distancing. It is going to be a very small gathering for our sponsors.
If people want more information, where can they go?
So the day for purchasing tickets and tables that receive lunches has passed. But if somebody wants to attend the event without the lunches, then they can contact our offices. Or if they want to learn more about volunteering, our home ownership program, or our home repairs program, they can call our offices at 423-756-0507.
And where can people go online?
If somebody goes to www.habichat.org, that's HABICHAT.org, they can find out more information.
All right. Madison, thanks so much.
Happy to be here. Thank you.
On Friday, Stephen Engel, the chancellor of our campus, the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga, gave his 2020 State of the University speech for a virtual audience. Here's an excerpt.
COVID-19 may not be the biggest challenge our university has ever faced, but it is certainly the most challenging issue facing UTC during my time as chancellor. The global pandemic forced us to make difficult decisions that, while disruptive, were essential. We acted quickly, and within 7 days, UTC faculty and staff made changes to course delivery, scheduling, that would have taken years to do under normal circumstances. Our students were adaptable and made the best of a truly difficult situation. As a campus community, our response to COVID-19 demonstrated our character and the value we place on education. Two guiding principles underscored our commitment to existing for students. One, protect the health and safety of our campus community. Two, ensure we maintain a high-quality educational experience. Our focus was on being true to our core values, expressing who we are, what we do, and why it matters. Our decisions impacted the UTC experience, but not its value. The swift move to online teaching reflected our ability to quickly adjust. The gauge of success, however, is more than speed. It's about quality and impact on our students and our community. Chattanooga's economic and social future is connected with UTC's support of a comprehensive approach for student preparedness and achievement, discovery, and innovation. In assessing 2020 and the state of the university, we are hybrid, flexible, adaptable, and resilient. We remain stronger than ever, particularly in our belief that we are on the right path for this university, for this community, and for the state of Tennessee. In fall 2019, 13% of our classes were offered in an online format. For fall 2020, 63% of our courses are offered online. Even with the increase in online teaching, we continue to connect with our students with outside the classroom experiential learning opportunities like internships, research, scholarship, and creative activities, as well as opportunities to serve the greater Chattanooga community as volunteers at Habitat for Humanity, the Chattanooga Area Food Bank, and the Bessie Smith Cultural Center, and many more. Several academic programs like nursing, chemistry, and art require hands-on clinical, laboratory, and studio experiences. The quality of the overall learning experience, not the method of delivery, is our measure of impact and success. During this global pandemic, we are doing the best we possibly can. Thank you to everyone who has worked so hard to make this happen. Learning comes from subject matter in a classroom-type setting and also from extracurricular and experiential learning opportunities that grow students emotionally, socially, and intellectually.
To watch Chancellor Engel's entire speech, go to Facebook or Twitter at UT Chattanooga. You're listening to Scenic Roots. More in a moment.
This is Scenic Roots. We have another virtual show from the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series Facebook page. These weekly performances are a benefit for the Isis Theatre in Asheville, where in any other time these performers would be playing live shows. This afternoon, the performer is Jenny Reynolds, playing from her home in Austin. According to her website, Jenny Reynolds lives her life following her mission statement of work hard, be nice, keep moving. She's originally from Boston. She moved to Austin in 2003. Since then, she's released 4 albums, the most recent being Any Kind of Angel. Several of the songs in this show are from that album. From Austin, Texas, this is Jenny Reynolds.
Okay, I'm going to start things off with the same way that my latest record starts off, with a song called There's a Road.
Still alive, no breeze, organizing blood on the streets. No work, no one left that we know. So we long for a place where gardenias will grow. There is a road running north, soon I'm told, and we'll drive through the mountains when we leave what we know. Stay safe until I know you will cross the border and find us a home. Till then I will wait by the window and hope that I don't know a life on my own. There is a road running north, so I'm told, and we'll drive through the mountains when we leave what we know. Said we would go there. You left before me. Said you'd call from the radio. When you left, I believe. Some nights I look at the stars and think, how long? Where and how far does your hope bloom like roses or sting like a thorn? Guns rule our cities and we have been warned to believe in a road running north, so I'm told. And we'll drive through the mountains when we leave what we know. Still talk like you're somewhere. Won't believe you are gone. Make a wish of a worry. Find you're alone. If you dream you're in heaven, are you finally? Oh,
That song is called There Is a Road, and my name's Jenny Reynolds, and I'm coming to you from Austin, Texas, which is nicknamed the live music capital of the world. We're playing live music in our homes now, so we're trying to hang on to that moniker, and I'm super glad to be here sharing music with you guys, part of the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series through the Isis Music Hall and Kitchen in Asheville, North Carolina. Hello to Asheville, North Carolina friends. I have friends in Hendersonville and have played a couple of gigs out that way, including at the Southern Appalachian Brewery and Sanctuary Brewery in Hendersonville, otherwise known as Hendo, as I hear from some of the locals. I'm going to keep playing y'all some music. A big shout out to Louise Baker. Thank you so much for having me. You're going to see what I can do to make some draw some attention for y'all and play some good music. And thanks again for having me. I'm going to keep it going with some more music. Let's see here. This next song is called Exhale. It's probably the only word that's not in the song. And it was inspired by driving around town on a weekday at around 3:30 in the afternoon, which is sort of not quite rush hour, but if you look around, there's plenty of people rushing.
Says her troubles come in threes. Every time she gets to two, she prays the rosary. Days turn into months, punch clock, pay your bills. And one day she decided to forget to take her pills. And for every ounce of worry, all that she believes, she never felt the glory of the sound of the wind blowing through the leaves. For all that reason, don't you wanna let it out somehow? For all that reason, don't you wanna let it out somehow? He's up against her bumper. He can tell she knows he's there. She's got bad eyes, but he wants to fly, and he really don't care. He works rotating tires, sweaty shirt and greasy hands. He's hot and tired, and he ain't wired to give a goddamn. His radio's rocking. She slows to make the curve. And people on the sidewalk say he never even swerved. He just flew through the air. For all that reason, don't you wanna let it out somehow? For all that reason, don't you wanna let it out somehow? Well, I work and fight, I try and try to meet the plans I made. I make every destination just in time to wish I'd stayed. Where I can't stop the motion, feel the earth, smell the wind. Things are never over when I want them to begin. Taste the sweetest honey, salt from every tear, hanging on to stories that echo in my ears, so they won't fade. For all that breathing, don't you wanna let it out somehow? For all that breathing, don't you wanna let it out somehow? taste the sweetest honey and the salt from every tear. Hanging on to stories that echo in my ears so they won't fade. For all that breathing, don't you wanna let it out somehow? For all that breathing, don't you wanna let it out somehow? All that breathing in, don't you wanna let it out somehow? For all that breathing, don't you wanna let it out?
I'd like to thank the sound guy for letting me do a fade out ending there. Hey, Mr. Sound Guy, thank you. That's a bit of a sarcastic joke. There is no sound guy. You're looking at her. I'm your sound person right here, coming to you from Austin, Texas. And that was Exhale. That's on a record I put out in 2008 called Next to You, which features Ruthie Foster and Ian McLagan and Scrappy Joe Newcomb. And I'm going to keep things going with some more music. And this one, this next song I usually play on electric and record it on electric. But I wrote it on acoustic. And since I'm playing for an acoustic music series, I thought I would play it on acoustic. This is kind of about my friend Betty Sue. You might know singer-songwriter Betty Sue. She's a fun lady. We joke about when Facebook first came out, we wanted something like Wallflower Book for introverts, you know, thought it might be more appropriate. And of course that didn't happen, but Facebook, I guess, has helped some of us introverts learn some extrovert skills in the privacy of our own homes. And this song is kind of about being an extrovert in an extroverted setting, in which there are things, there's sort of an unofficial code that you're supposed to do. This is called Love and Gasoline.
Dressed up in a shiny town, limousines and beaded gowns, share a dance, wear a smile, hide your heart and sit a while. Cast your net in flats or heels, pay no mind to how it feels. Who's got a car? Who lights the flame? Who got burned and who got laid? If you do anything to lose your soul or show your seams, you'll know everything of love and gasoline. You know me and I know you. Shake my hand like strangers do, but don't say a thing. Please just pretend. Too much to lose if we are friends. People act like they know your name, tell easy lies and skip the shame. They sing a song, they read the words, they talk the talk like mockingbirds. If you do anything to lose your soul or show your sins, you'll know everything of love and gasoline. Thank you. care if he's insincere. She drink gin like you drink beer. Strike a match, make a bet. Stay as long as a cigarette. Bill is high and lights are low. Don't ask for a truth you don't want to know. Who left the bar? Who took the blame? Walking birds and cheap champagne. If you do anything to lose your soul or show your sins, you'll know everything. Love and gasoline. You do anything to lose your soul or show your sins, you'll know everything. Love and gasoline. Love and gasoline.
So that's called Love and Gasoline, and it's on a new record that I put out in June. And I'm going to throw up some information regarding tips, mostly because portion of the proceeds go to the Isis Music Hall and Kitchen in Asheville, North Carolina. And you know what? I drive from Austin to Boston once a year, usually when there's no pandemic. And I go right through Hendersonville and Asheville to see my friends in Hendersonville. And I would love to stop in Asheville and see you guys. So I'm hoping that I can maybe make some friends tonight that I will see at another time when we have simpler times in our world, certainly. And I'm hoping that you'll feel generous enough to donate some money so that we can give something to Isis Music Hall and pay them back for what venues are doing these days. And we're all in this together. So let's all... we're all in this together alone, aren't we? Isn't that how it's supposed to be? Yeah. I'm going to play you guys some more music, and I hope you're having fun. If you hear something you like, if you want to make a comment, please feel free to do so. Also, I can be found at jennyreynolds.com if you want to find me. I'm actually fairly easy to find, and I would love to come by and see you guys Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series. And I have a friend who lives in, I think, Greenville, North Carolina, too, Jess Klein. I bet you know Jess Klein. And I see Danielle Moralia played the series, and that Gretchen Peters, I think, is playing tomorrow night. So if you're here now and you want to hear some great music, this is obviously a place to be for great music. Gretchen Peters is here tomorrow night. And, you know, I wish I could kind of be in the same room as y'all, but I'm probably just going to tune in and tune in via Facebook and check it out. It should be a great show. I think there's a Zoom invitation for that one. Anyway, I'm going to keep things going with some music and a little less talk, because this is not talk radio, is it? So this next song, when I'm from Boston, Massachusetts, so when I drive to New England from Austin, Texas, I'm very often on my way to see family. But I cut my teeth playing in the folk scene in the Boston area. I released my first record in 1998. And I used to play a sports bar gig in Buffalo, New York, which is a long way from Boston. And I used to stop in a coffee shop on my way to the Massachusetts Turnpike. And, you're from Boston too. Hey, isn't that fun? I'm reading comments. I'm trying to interact with you all the way that I would if we were in a live venue. We're not. I'm trying. It's still going to happen. I'm going to try to make y'all feel like part of the crowd. Hey, there's Meg Hoke, one of my Hendersonville friends. Hello, Miss Meg. When I used to play this sports bar gig in Buffalo, I would stop at a diner, and I met this lady that was, she's a waitress at this diner. She was always there. She's at least 5'10". With her beehive, she was probably 6'2". And the beehive hairdo. She had a man's high school ring on a chain around her neck, and it was really obvious, and I knew there was a story behind it because she had to be at least 50, and she was still wearing this ring. So I sat there and drank a whole lot of mediocre coffee, and she wouldn't tell me the story, so I made one up myself, and that became this song, and this is called Never Let Him Go.
She's still wearing her high school ring. He left town 9 months in. She had a girl, cried her tears. He's been gone 15 years. He's gone, she'll never let him go. Each day comes like the one before. She's thinking about him more and more. He took her out, she was bored. Stole her love in a brand new Ford. He's gone, she'll never let him. She breaks down and wonders where he is. Remembers every word he said, every kiss. This is her life, there go those years. Each new day, the same old fears. He's gone, she'll never let him go.
That's called Never Let Him Go, and that's also on the 2008 recording called Next to You. Many of my recordings are up on Bandcamp, if you do that, and also you can find more information about recordings at jennyreynolds.com. J-E-N-N-Y. Why? Because that's how Mom said to spell my name. I'm going to play you some more music. This is also from that record, and then I'll get back to some newer stuff from the new recording. This is called I Forget Myself.
There will always be certain something about you, some part of me. Can't see life without you. There's people talking to me, don't hear what they say. There's people looking at me, look the other way. 'Cause I forget myself, I wish I was someone else. Someone who knows exactly what to do. I forget myself, I wish I was someone else. I forget myself, I remember you. Red brick stranglehold, city moves without me. Concrete cold, rose soared above me. There ain't no dream for me now that would see the light of day. There ain't no dream worth a vow, worth all of my faith. As I forget myself, I wish I was someone else, someone who knows exactly what to do. I forget myself, I wish I was someone else. I forget myself when I remember you. Is it always gonna be the same? Feel the heat, but you never feel the pain. I forget myself, I wish I was someone else, someone who knows what to do. I forget myself, I wish I was someone else. I forget myself when I remember you. I forget myself, I remember you.
Jenny Reynolds from the Mountain Spirit Acoustic Series for the Isis Music Hall in Asheville, North Carolina. You're listening to Scenic Roots on WUTC. I'm Ray Bassett. Thanks for listening to Scenic Roots. We come to you from WUTC at the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga. Email us at scenicroots423@gmail.com. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at scenicroots423. Listen to us online anytime at WUTC.org and the WUTC app. For Richard Winham and the rest of our team, join us again next time for Scenic Roots.